School is starting this week, right? Who has started school already? We got a numbers of people. How many people start tomorrow? How many start Friday? Did anybody start today? Anybody start today? Yeah, yeah. So, does anybody have Facebook in here? So, on my Facebook feed, you know how every now and then you get a memory? It's like, oh, here's what happened on this day X amount of years ago, right? So, if you look to the screen, there is a picture of me and some of my best friends. That's my senior year of high school. The first day of my senior year of high school. Yeah. And yes, just so you are aware, that is my face on all of their shirts. Because I am that cool, guys. Just so you know, I didn't become awkward until after high school. So just so you know, I'm pretty sure. All right, you can take that away. You can find that on Facebook if you guys want it for your like background screensavers. So last week, Zach, he talked about the importance of having like intimacy with God and not letting the summer go to waste and how we need to carry it into the school year. Anybody remember that? So good. It was great. And how we need to be intentional about getting alone with God, and we need to be intentional about our pursuit in a relationship with Him. However, our relationship with God doesn't stop with just a relationship with God. How many of you have a friend? How many of you have a friend that is in a relationship? How many of you have seen that friend less since they've been in that relationship? Yeah, a lot of people, right? Isn't it weird how your best friend, someone that you really like, just all of a sudden disappears as soon as someone romantically gets involved with them? And am I the only one? Maybe they just don't like me as much. Say it again. Oh my gosh, you guys are killing me. So, have you ever had a friend? Cool. Got it. Peace. They just completely fall off the radar and you're like, come on, guy. I thought we were still friends. You know what I'm talking about now? Yeah, and then you're like, I don't even like them anymore because they were a turd to me. Yeah. You have to like strike a balance where it's like, no, dude, still be a friend with me. Even in a relationship with God, we are meant to be in relationship with other people. And Jesus talks about this when he's talking to the Pharisees. If we look up to the screen, you'll see the verse. Some of the Pharisees came to Jesus and asked him, what is the greatest commandment in all of the land? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets hang on to these two commandments. So, first commandment. You guys got it? What is it? Love God. Yeah, just love God, basically. You know, whatever. Love God. The second commandment. Anybody got it? Love. I put love others in my notes right here. Love others. So if we love God, that is like an intimacy with Him, right? You know, it's like, it's me and God. However, it also says that we need to love others. We need to have a connection with others. It's not just me and God, okay? A relationship, our intimacy with God, and connection with others go hand in hand. And we can see this in John, in the book of 1 John 4:19 through 21. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has this command. He has this command. Yep. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. Do you guys get what I'm saying? Tonight I'm saying we need to love God first and foremost. However, we also need to love the people that are around us and our peers and others and so on, right? So now I'm going to get into a personal story, if you guys don't mind that. Personal stories always make me look idiotic, dumb, but Don't worry. It's easy. It's easy to make myself. Okay. So over the past couple of months, I started to feel like something was a little bit off, and I could not tell what it was. You know, I was having a regular quiet time, like I'm told that I'm supposed to do. You know, I really felt like God was speaking to me. I was going to school full time, working full time. You know, going to FSM, going to church, doing all these wonderful things. I was reading, for once in my life. I'm not a big reader, but I was reading not only for knowledge, but also for pleasure. It was great. I've loved it, but I also found that something was a little off. Something was missing. And I found that I was kind of like secluding myself from my friends and my peers, and I was not hanging out with them nearly as much as I would have liked to. If anybody knows me, it's that I like people. Does anybody know me? Is that lie? Am I lying? Am I lying to you tonight? No, I'm not. I wasn't hanging out with people as much, and I was focusing so much on what I needed to get done, that I was kind of neglecting one of the biggest things that God had told me to do and what he had made me to do, and that was to love people. I was totally neglecting it. I was using busy as an excuse for not doing it, for not hanging out with people, for not doing what God had told me to do. And then one day, I was having a quiet time, Einstein Bagels. It's the greatest place on earth. It's not true. It's good, though. I was having a quiet time there, and God convicted me like he does every so often. And he said, Tony, you're not doing what I have told you to do. You're not loving people. You're loving yourself more than you are loving anybody. God created me for community, for a connection with others, and I was too busy for it. I had a lack of clarity in my priorities. I had a lack of clarity in what God had called me to do. In 1 Corinthians 12, anybody know 1 Corinthians 12 off the top of their head? You guys should go to church more often. That is part of it, yeah. That's the beginning of it, yeah. So in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about how the body, all Christians are part of a body, how we are all built to work in unison and function together. For a body to be healthy, everything needs to be working properly and functioning correctly. Correct? Thanks, Roger. All the parts need to work necessary for life to be present and function properly. I was in essence, I wrote this in my notes because I was trying to be funny in my notes. I, in essence, was being a rogue toe. Huh? Anybody? No? So I was being a rogue toe, and I know what you're thinking. How dare you, Tony? You're so conceited, thinking that you, out of all of Christians, are a toe all by yourself? That you alone can help balance the whole body of Christ? I know what you're thinking. Tony, you're a little conceited. I'm just going to think of something smaller. I wasn't functioning the way that God had designed me. So I decided to stop using busy an excuse, and I realized something had to change, right? Something had to change. So I rolled up my sleeves, and I tried to figure out what needed to change. The first one was, who likes school in here? You guys are awesome. Praise the Lord. He has blessed you with great and mighty gifts. I do not love school. I love learning, but I don't like being told what to learn. Does that make sense? I love learning, hate being told what to learn. And, you know, I was never homeschooled. I never did any online school until this past year. And online school is rough. I told you before I don't love reading, and 90% of online school is reading. And so I also am really good at getting good grades without putting any effort into it. It's kind of like a superpower that I have. So I realized I'm paying for college, I'm not learning anything, and I'm not hanging out with anybody. what is wrong with me, was my thought. So I decided that I need to cut down on school a little bit. I need to go part-time so that I can learn what I actually need to learn, so I can make time for God, so I can make time for others. And so I was like, oh, wow. And then I had to realize that I need to prioritize people in my life. I love people, but sometimes people are obnoxious. Let me tell you what. I have this superpower. It's a superpower type of night, where I attract weirdos to myself. Roger is example number one. I have this thing where people just love to come up to me out of nowhere. I'll be at the supermarket, and they'll be like, want to tell me their life story. All I came in for was string cheese, guys, and I got a life story. But then I realized I need to start prioritizing people, not necessarily just my best friends, Bobby, not just my best friends, but everybody. I broke Bobby's heart today, guys. Ask her about it later. Not now. Not now. Child, please. I will end you. Ask her later. It really was sad. I had to start prioritizing people in my life. And sometimes connection requires reprioritization. I don't know if that's a word, but I made it up. It didn't have the squigglies underneath when I was typing it out. Sometimes connection requires reprioritization. I had to change what I was doing to be able to make myself better, to feel healthier, and to do what God had called me to do. Does that make sense? It wasn't easy because, like I said, I don't love school. It would be easier for me to go full-time and finish faster than it would be to go part-time. However, realizing I don't want to pay for all this education and come away just with a piece of paper and not smarts, I had to do this. Because communication is great, but also connecting with others is awesome. So what, Tony, are the benefits of connecting with other people? You're asking yourself that. Why would I want to connect with other people? Other people suck. You're wrong. They don't suck. They're great. All right, Anduin sucks. What are the benefits of connecting with other people? The first benefit is wise counsel. People have a lot to offer you in the advice column. Am I right? People are smart. People are smarter than me. And so I like to go to them and ask them questions so that they can give me good answers so I know what to do. However, that requires a little bit of humility because, you know, I have to admit that I don't know something. I have to admit that I don't exactly know what I'm doing all the time. And there are a number of verses in Proverbs that talk about how there is counsel in the wise of others and something like that. We're going to pull them up on the screen. I'm not going to read them all. You guys can read them. I'm just pushed for time, so we're going to just flip through them pretty fast. Not that fast. We have to at least be able to. Oh, wow. Whew. Oh. Oh. Are you guys getting this? Plans are established by counsel. By wise guidance, wage war. So, we're getting all the way to the very end of all these Proverbs verses, right? There are 7 that I just happened to glance through when I was preparing this that all talk about finding somebody, and there's wisdom and counsel and wisdom in other people helping you out. Community and connection with other people is a safe place where you can find wise counsel. And notice, I said wise counsel, not just counsel. As there are very smart people out there, there are also people that are not as smart as us. How many of you have ever been in a relationship with somebody? Nobody, because we don't date till after high school, right, guys? But someday that's going to happen. Someday that's going to happen. And all of your friends are going to come up to you and tell you, sup, there And then they're going to give you like a lot of advice. I was trying to think of something, some advice. And they're going to give you a lot of advice. But guess what? They don't know anything more than you know. Am I right? People, why would you look for advice from somebody that doesn't know as much as you? Another example is in tutoring. Tutoring takes a lot of humility, especially to ask about it, because you also have to admit that you don't know everything. So my senior year of high school, you guys saw that picture. My senior year of high school, I was in anatomy and physiology. It was the hardest class I ever took because it took a lot of memorization. I hate memorizing stuff. Amen. Preach it, Tony. I took a lot of memorization, and so I was doing bad enough in the class that my teacher put me in this thing called, what was it called? It was like detention. No, they called it intervention. They put me in intervention because I wasn't doing good enough in schools. And it took, puberty. It took a lot of guts and mustard to admit that I didn't know exactly what I was doing. It took a lot of mustard, guys. It took a lot of freaking mustard. I'll let that one soak in for a little bit. But then, who came to the rescue? My friend Paul. Ask Zane afterwards about my friend Paul. My friend Paul is not smarter than me. He is not smarter than me. Oh man, I'm gonna punch somebody tonight. His name's Ian Palmer. My friend Paul is not smarter than me. He's not dumber than me, but we're on the same level because he is in this intervention with me for the same class. And so I'm like, I'll start looking to Paul for some advice on how to do better in this class when he is not doing good in the class with me. Does anybody see any like logic in my thinking at that time? I should have gone to like somebody smarter and been like, hey, Roger, can you help me out? No, he can't. Maybe I could have gone to the teacher or maybe somebody that actually knew what they were talking about so that they could help me. We need to look for wise counsel, not just counsel. Some people have bad advice and you need to learn to filter it out. Are you willing to let people speak into your lives? That's the first one, wise counsel. I went way too long on that. Accountability is the second one. Accountability is the second thing that we can get from community and connection with others. This, however, requires a little bit of vulnerability. Micah talked a little bit about it tonight, how when he was able to talk to somebody, it made things better. I tend to not talk about things, and I tend to keep them up in my head. I also tend to get really stressed out about them, and they also tend to be not as big of a deal as I make them out to be. Is anybody with me? Did I execute that with clarity and clarity? Perfect. I make things bigger in my head than they actually are. And when we have accountability, we are able to go to other people and talk to them, and they're able to use that wise counsel that they have to make that thing not as big as it actually is, and we are able to get it out and talk about it. There was a sports metaphor in my notes, but I'm going to pass on that. You're welcome. Are you willing to let other people speak into you? Are you willing to let other people call you out on your junk? You better be. Accountability. That's the second one. The third one is courage. And courage is what I was thinking of. Zach and I were really struggling with this point today. And courage. This requires trust from other people. Trusting other people is difficult because people hurt you and people suck. But when you're able to get past that and when you're able to let other people speak into your life and you're able to build trust with them, you're able to live in healthy connection with other people. We don't need more Bible studies. Sorry. We don't need more church attendances. Tendai. We live in a time where you can get better worship. You can get better teachings. You can get better everything on the internet. So why do we need people when I can get John Hagee to speak into my life? when I can get Francis Chan to speak into my life, when I can get Jesus culture to sing me worship songs. Why do I need things like that? You're asking yourself. Those things don't necessarily provide the courage and the encouragement that we need to do what God has told us to do. Whether it be collectively, as a group, calling us to go preach the gospel to all the nations. Or whether it be individually, you going up and talking to somebody and paying for their lunch or paying for their coffee at Starbucks. Are we willing to let people push us to be the best that we can be? Are we willing to let that happen? God created us to be in connection with others. And there are more benefits than these three that I've laid out, which are wise counsel, accountability, and courage. But these are a huge piece in connecting with other people.